Lorenzo, good morning to you.
Morning, David. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good, mate. How did the competition between you and JR start? Was there an internal blow-up because, or was it the punters, did they request it? Because it became quite a competition between yourself and Jamie last year on the BSB.
Yeah, I think it was requested by the punters because they had enough of my multis getting rolled. but I never gave up. I threatened to give up, Dave, but I never went through with it.
No. How much research?
Then it became highly competitive between Jamie and I. And I used to desperate her multis every week. but I must say, how has she been going over the last couple of weeks? I haven't been tuning in to see, but I'm sure she's going to be winning, has she?
No, last week, no good. But did highlight that it was a bit rushed and she didn't feel quite well prepared.
Oh, excuses!
There was a few excuses.
So
it's going to be a good little battle between you two throughout the year. But we've got, they wanted to pass the can to me, but mate, I could stop COVID. So yeah. We've got Luke Marlow. Obviously,
Luke Marlow.
Yeah, Marlow's doing the multi this week, and he's
worse than Billy Marlow.
He's thrown a New Zealand horse in. So he's gone a little bit different. He's gone a New Zealand horse to win at Ellerslie and then a horse to win the last at Randwick. So he's quite confident. Mate, what have you been up to on your break?
Oh, to be quite honest with you, I've done absolutely nothing, mate. Spent a bit of time with the family. Haven't watched a great deal of sport, just been eating, been drinking, haven't been able to travel too far, but, mate, just spending time with the family, so it's been excellent.
Mate, did you get caught? I know you haven't been watching much sport. Did you get caught in that last test in Brisbane?
I did, and got into a little bit of trouble for doing that. But I kept telling her about how wonderful the test match was. But she doesn't go much on the cricket, Michelle, so she's not a big fan in particular of the test matches.
Mate,
but how great was it?
Hang on, Loz, where are you, mate? You've got a bit of Robbie Slater about your phone at the moment. I was going to say, you're using Robbie's phone because it's sort of in and out and in and out.
Oh, is it? Sorry, mate.
That's all right.
I'll move around here. Can you hear me now?
That's mate. Don't move now.
Don't move now. He's just got to move to his 17th bedroom in the in the mansion. Hey,
I'll tell you where I am. I'm looking out at the water at the moment. It's great to have friends that have got properties, Dave, on the water.
How good. That's magnificent. Mate, so were you copying?
Are you at Pup's place, are you?
Yeah, I was going to say you're Pups.
No. Catching up with the big fella today, though.
Ah, very good. Hey, were you copping a blow up, even though it was a history defining test? Were you copping a bit of a blow up from the better half saying, get this cricket off?
Yeah, most definitely. It just kept going and going and going. And I just said, darling, this could be history made here. The Indians are going to win. And what an innings. She said, I couldn't give a stuff about the Indians. I couldn't give a stuff about to put my shows on. And that didn't happen, but I ended up finding another TV. I discovered another TV in another room.
How good.
And watch it.
How good, Jim. Wherever you're staying, it must be travelling well. How good is it when you just find the mystery TV? You go, oh, gee, another TV.
which room?
Stuck on the bloke Jerry.
Which wing am I in?
Hey, what about rugby league this year? I know you're going to chat a lot about it next week with Mido and Pup, but West Tigers, obviously Tamo goes here, your good mates with Madge. Tigers fans out there will be hoping and praying that they can just get into that eight and get a bit of momentum behind them. But have you, is there a particular team you're really keen to observe? Is it Penrith, like you were sort of talking late last year?
Yeah, look, I think Penrith will certainly be hard to beat again. I mean, what they did last year was quite exceptional. I expect the Tigers to improve. I expect the Bulldogs to improve. I think Barrett has recruited quite well there. They're a young team, and while they'll have struggle with consistency, because that's what tends to happen if you've got a young side, although Penrith sort of proved that is not the case last year. But I think there's a lot of teams I'm looking forward to seeing play. I'm looking forward to seeing the Titans go with Farmersville and Fafita up there. And then, of course, you've got the Canberra Raiders, who have got plenty of depth, and they did quite well last year without Josh Hodgson, who's their most influential player. Then, of course, how do the Roosters bounce back from their disappointment? You know, their challenge is always, and aim is always to win premierships. And, you've got the Melbourne Storm losing Cameron Smith. Well, we think they've lost Cameron Smith. Yeah. Harry Grant, how does he fit in down there in Melbourne? So there's a lot of things to talk about. There'll be a lot of improvement besides. Can Parramatta take that next step? You know, can Mitch Moses deliver them a premiership? We all know he's got plenty of talent, but at times he just hasn't produced it in those big games consistently enough to prove to everyone that he's the man. So a lot of excitement. Can't wait for the footy.
Mate, you've still got just a tick over 48 hours left of your holiday until you're back on Monday. And remember that challenge I gave you in Middo before you left about getting in the Daily Mail more than pup? So, you've got 48 hours to produce something.
Well, he's on the water, so he might be able to
surely we can
shirt
get,
off.
Surely if anyone in the vicinity of Loz, if you've seen him out and about, just pull out your camera phone. Just take some snaps. Send him in, because we're
going
to try.
How's he going, by the way, the big fella? Has he been in the Daily Mail?
Pup, I tell you what, I did see him the other day lying on a boat. And even Berkey, you know you're travelling well. I tell you what, you know you're travelling well here, Loz, when Berkey on Monday goes, gee, he's got a good rig. Now, we know how good-looking Berkey is. Former Clio Bachelor of the Year.
Talking of Berkey,
yes.
Now, has he dropped any golfing shots?
Yes, he has. Actually, there's been a number of stories.
Right.
For any businesses out there, actually, I sound like I'm your manager here, Berkey, but I would just, if you need a lift in spirits around with the team, let's say that it's a bit flat on the job site or things aren't going too good out in the office, I would just get Berkey to come round, not tell him anything about the business, just get hold a cup of coffee and just let him to tell stories about tours.
Stories of Berkey.
I tell you what, I probably watched a lot of Berkey more than anyone because the early news on Channel 10. I must say, Berkey, you're working terrifically well with Sandra.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's I'm learning a lot every day as well, Loz. It's as you know, things sometimes don't go perfectly. And and you realise who are the professionals on the job. And that's perhaps not me sometimes.
Yeah, how do you reckon he's going? He's going from me of a morning at 6 a.m. straight to Sandra. He's going, gee, Stanley.
How loose has it been, Berkey, by the way, with the big fella?
Say that again.
How loose has it been with the big fella?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's encouraging the sort of stories with Berkey. That's a thing.
I am
worried about it. He got shown up the other day with his golf with Luke. And I've seen a reverse left-handed wrong grip trying to get out of a bit of trouble and just complete air swing, and he did it again the other day.
Yeah.
So we're
Big
trying
John
to give
Daly.
Him, we Gowie's trying to give him golf lessons as well. So
yeah, right.
We're
yeah.
trying to get him. We're trying to get him. A
well,
bit
he's taken up the golf, haven't you, DM?
Yeah, I've been getting out and strutting around on the golf course doing my best Craig Parry impersonation. So no, it's been good.
Craig, I tell you what. Craig Parry could play. I'll play with him once. There you go. He's a golfing story.
Yeah, there we go. See that loss? There we go.
Superb.
We need more of those tour stories from the Wallabies.
That's
it. Well, Loz, I had a beauty with him yesterday, and he elaborated about the... He's met the Queen, you know.
So Laurie would have met the Queen.
Have you met the Queen,
well?
Loz?
Never met the Queen.
Really?
Never met the Queen.
Well, Berkey met her with the Wallabies, and they were given the old, hey, don't pinch anything here
souvenir,
at the Palace.
It was called, yes.
But then in the bus, lucky they didn't have the metal detector. Half the squad had teaspoons, cutlery.
Could you imagine though? Who have we got today? We've got the Australian rugby team. Let's bring out the stuff from IKEA today because some things couldn't go walkabout.
Well, actually, you can tell the story. Tell the story about the chair while we've got Loz on the phone. Then we'll let him get back to his.
Well, this goes back to an old tour, like early before me, early, and one of the players actually sat on a chair. And it broke. The leg broke, and it was
what type of chair?
I suppose it was be an antique type number, you know, as in quite old. And Prince Philip walked past and said, "He said that's okay, son. We've got a few more of those," and sort of just moved on.
And
so
the chair was just broken, just sitting there,
just broken. Yeah, just broke. Yeah,
that's a chair that he probably falls asleep in all the time.
That's
what about the bloke?
Could be.
What about the bloke yesterday that wanted to get a photo on the throne? And you all thought that he was talking about the actual throne. He was off to the Brasco.
He's gone to the Brasco. Open the door. That's not the only throne you're going to get over there.
Stop it. Loza, as you can see, it's been a little bit different to your BSB, mate. I'll look forward to seeing you on Monday, mate. And I tell you what, you're not bad, you blokes. You come back for one day, then you've got Australia Day on Tuesday. You're too good.
No, I might work Australia
Day. Are you going to come in?
Yeah, I'll come in a little bit, mate.
Beautiful.
Company man.
Enjoy the Savo, mate, and look forward to a big season with you, Pup and Middo.
Good on you. Well done over the off-season too, Dave. Good on you, Berkey.
Cheers,
mate.
Loz.